With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Several House Republicans say they will not pass any bills coming out of the Senate until the SAVE Act is approved. More details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
A growing number of House Republicans are vowing to kill any bills coming from the Senate until the chamber passes what's known as the Save America Act, which would require people to provide proof of citizenship to register to vote and a photo ID at the polls. They want Senate Majority Leader John Thune to try to get the bill to President Donald Trump's desk via a simple majority vote by forcing a talking filibuster, which could hold up the Senate floor for months. President Trump has called on the Senate to use the talking filibuster to secure passage of the SAVE Act immediately. 25 House Republicans wrote Wednesday in a letter to Thune, "We agree. Consider this our filibuster." Bernie Bennett, Washington.
It was a one-day therapist strike over fears of artificial intelligence.
About 2,400 Kaiser Permanente mental health workers went on strike in Northern California over fears the company will replace therapists with artificial intelligence. The National Union of Healthcare Workers was joined in its one-day strike Wednesday by 23,000 Kaiser nurses. Oakland-based Kaiser says the AI claim is false and that AI will not replace human assessments. Workers say Kaiser does not currently use AI for therapy, but fear the technology will become good enough to make it an attractive option. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
No confirmation on this as yet. However, a spokesman for Iran's Revolutionary Guard, responding to the Israeli premier, insists Tehran is still building lots of missiles. Elsewhere, Kuwait says one of its top refineries has been hit again during Iranian drone attacks, starting a major fire at some of the units. This is SRN News. Scotland rejecting assisted suicide. Here's Michael Harrington.
After months of debate and a vigorous campaign by pro-life advocates, Scottish lawmakers have voted down a suicide bill 69 to 57. Simon Calvert of the Christian Institute says, quote, "We thank God that lawmakers got the message. So many colleges of medicine and disability groups expressed concern about the risks to the vulnerable and the sheer unworkability of the proposals." England is also considering assisted suicide legislation. Michael Harrington reporting.
An Arkansas law requiring the Ten Commandments to be displayed in public school classrooms has been struck down by a federal judge. Last year, seven Arkansas families of various religious and non-religious backgrounds filed suit challenging the state's new law, naming six school districts as defendants. Texas and Louisiana also have statutes requiring the commandments. This is SRN News. Well, the 2026 World Happiness Report is blaming heavy social media use for a stark decline in well-being among young people.
The report concludes the effects are especially troubling among teenage girls in English-speaking countries and Western Europe. The annual report, published by the Well-Being Research Center of the University of Oxford, names Finland as the world's happiest country for the ninth year in a row. Other Nordic countries, such as Iceland, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway, rank among the top 10 happiest countries. Rich Thomason reporting.
Authorities in Spain finding the body of a missing college student from Illinois. The body of 20-year-old James Gracie was found Thursday in the waters off of Barcelona Beach, near where he had last been seen outside a nightclub with several friends. More details, srnnews.com.